answers? Is that what you want? I know you have questions, and I wish I could answer them. There are things that prevent me from granting you what you seek. Ancient orders. Beings with far more power than I have now. There was a time when such considerations would have been beneath me. That age is long past. Now I must resort to speaking through fragile little creatures, specks of stardust and cosmic iron, puppeting them to be heard. Time grows short, and I feel my grip on this vessel growing weaker by the second. I must get this message out. Listen to the stories. There is truth hidden within the stories, should you have ear to listen. There will be more to come. Until then, seek the library.
Among the Stacks is an upcoming narrative anthology podcast set in an infinite library outside of space and time, containing every instance of every story across every world, featuring stories written by and starring some of your favorite podcasters, authors, and actors. The title of today's teaser, Things Are Getting Ready to Happen Out of Sight, comes from the poem This Moment by Yvonne Boland. It starred Nigel McKeown as Redacted. It was edited by Pippin Aramajor, with music by Alex Schwartz. You can find more information about the show in this feed or on our Twitter at Among Stacks, where future updates will be posted. Until then, stay tuned, stay listening, and sapere aude.
When we last checked in with the Starship Raccoon, Stella and her crew...
You're kidding me.
Excuse me, but you appear to be intruding on my story.
This story does not belong to you, and you know that perfectly well.
I got permission from the official narration board, right here.
Let me have a look at that. Huh. I'll have to speak to them about this myself.
Well, go ahead.
In the meantime, I want you... out of here.
Fine. I'll be back, you know.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Did you add lumbar support to my narration chair?
Yes, and a cup holder.
I don't need a cup holder.
You say that now, but next time you go out and get a coffee, where will you put it?
On the desk.
It'll leave a mark.
I have coasters! Now, where were we? And where are all my lovely coasters? Whatever. Okay. Let's just check in with Stella, shall we?
So, everyone, it's time for your yearly medical exams.
Since when do we do yearly medical exams?
There are no years because we are in space.
Since now. Because I realized as the doctor, it's probably my responsibility to make sure you guys aren't, like, dying of some weird space illness.
I would rather die from a weird space illness than have you examine me.
I second that. I'll take the space illness.
What was the point of you even hiring me as your doctor if you didn't want me to doctor you guys? I try really hard, you guys.
We know. Too hard, actually. You could reel it in a little bit.
Okay, I guess medical exams are canceled. Where's the next trash pickup?
Today we're collecting trash at Deuteronomus, the only planet where everything must be done in pairs.
Does that mean we have to collect trash using the buddy system?
I love the buddy system. Will you be my buddy feed?
I'm tickled that you asked. I'm also tickled because something is tickling my flesh foot.
Well, they won't let us into the atmosphere unless there's two of us. Since duality is holy to them, they are insisting that we bring along another trash collection ship.
Where are we going to find another trash collection ship on short notice?
Well, it's funny you should ask. One is calling us right now.
Hey, raccoon buddies. Looks like we're working together on this one.
Strong Branch Productions presents The Stench of Adventure! Season 3, Episode 4, The Buddy System.
It's so nice to meet the rest of your crew in person. Buttercup and I are already best friends.
No, we're not!
So I'm sure to get along with the rest of you.
Hi, I'm Puppet. I'm made of wood and enthusiasm.
And circuitry.
And also circuitry.
Let's introduce the rest of our crew. Shall we, Water Lily?
We shall.
You know, it's fascinating how alike our crews are.
We are not alike at all. Shut up.
I'm a horse, you're a horse.
Just because we have something in common doesn't mean we're alike.
That's exactly what it means.
We collect trash, you collect trash.
We've actually had an unexpected change in career, so...
We have a talking human, you have a talking human.
Well, honestly, we wish we didn't have a... Wait, what?
Oh, you haven't heard?
Why would I have heard?
We just added a talking human to our crew.
That's impossible. Stella is the only talking human. She was made special.
Well, he's not really a human, I guess. But he was a human, and now he's got a robot body.
Wait.
Hey, Stella.
Dan?
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 Puppet, do you know who Dan is?
I do not.
I see the humans already know each other. Since the buddy system is in effect, why don't you all go off together?
Stella, Mel, I wasn't expecting to see you guys here. You know, because space is big and all.
What are you doing on the crew of the skunk?
They needed a doctor.
You're not a doctor.
Well, yeah, but, like, I dated you, so I know some things. Like about worm medication, or what to do if a cat's skin falls off.
That doesn't make you qualified to be a doctor.
I mean, technically you're not qualified to be a doctor either.
Are you sure we have to be buddies?
On this planet, the buddy system is a legal requirement.
Ugh, okay, fine. Come on, you guys, I guess.
This is Rungo Bungo, our two-headed slug.
Hi, guys. I'm Rungo. And I'm Bungo. And together we are the universe's most perfect slug.
Oh, I've always been self-conscious about the number of heads I have.
Wait, really?
No, but I am now.
How did you end up with two heads?
Genetic mutation. Slugs at our planet are usually born with three.
Does it bother you to be attached to another person?
No, it does not. We are best friends. In fact, we are lovers.
You're having a secret slug love affair? A slug affair?
No, you misunderstand.
Oh, good.
It is not a secret. Everyone knows of our romance. It's common knowledge.
I wish I had a conjoined lover. Maybe someone on the crew will conjoin with me?
Don't look at me!
I wasn't, but I am now.
Well, stop it!
So, if you guys have a version of Buttercup, and a version of the Captain, and a version of Scott, and a version of Feed, and a version of Stella, do you have a version of me?
Well...
What's your job on the Raccoon again?
Exotic dancer.
Not your job.
Also pilot.
Well, Eileen does all our navigating for us, so we don't really need a pilot.
Oh.
But come to think of it, maybe we could use another hand on the skunk, Water Lily.
I'm always happy to make new friends.
I'll have to think about that. In the meantime, let's split up into our buddy groups. Water Lily and I will go with the Captain and Baz. Rungo Bungo, you go with Theed, Buttercup, and that last one.
That's me.
So, how's it going?
Great. You know, since you abandoned us.
I didn't abandon you.
You sorta did.
Stella broke up with me. What was I supposed to do? Stick around?
Yes. It was always the three of us, remember? So it sorta sucks that when Stella decided she didn't want you around, that's when you left. Like, what about me?
I mean, did you really want us to stay on the same ship together after the breakup?
I miss how things were.
I do too. But we can't go back to that. Earth wasn't real. Now there's just us.
Well then, maybe just us should stick together. Maybe if Dan stayed on the ship, you two would have worked it out and stayed together.
Well, we're both gay now, so.
Stella's gay?
Dan, I didn't tell you that just so you could go around telling everyone.
Oops.
Wait, you came out to Dan and not me?
No, I didn't. I don't even know what I am, and I don't owe it to anyone to come out to them.
I'm surprised, because I'm your best friend.
That doesn't mean I'm required to tell you everything.
You should have told me.
I don't want to have this conversation right now. I'm going back to the ship.
What about the buddy system?
I don't care about the buddy system.
I think you're making the alarm go off.
I don't care. I want to be buddy-less. The buddy system has been
broken. Alert! Tell me more about your life as a two-headed slug. I'm a journalist, you see, so I'm naturally inquisitive.
You are naturally annoying.
That as well.
The life of a slug is not so much a life as it is a journey. A journey that we undertake together. I cherish you, Bungo. Rungo, every day with you is a gift.
Wow, your love is beautiful and true.
I was gonna say gross and weird.
It is the duty of a slug to be beautiful, true, gross, and weird. Are they not, in fact, four sides of the same coin?
Coins have two sides!
Not a four-sided coin.
A four-sided coin has four.
Damn it! I was just outsmarted by a two-headed slug.
Well, we have twice the brains.
And therefore, twice the knowledge.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
Well, you're not a slug, so...
You wouldn't know!
Do you ever get lonely, Rungo Bungo?
No, never.
We always have each other. I've always got my Rungo.
And I've always got my Bungo.
We even finish each other's
slime trails.
I slither my slime trail alone.
Yes.
That must be so sad.
It is.
We pity you.
I wish I had someone who was just like me.
We pity you as well. We pity your whole crew, actually.
We find your entire crew pitiful.
Yeah, honestly, can't argue with you there.
Isn't it great having a talking human on board? They're so neat.
Not really. I've kind of been looking for an opportunity to kick Stella off the ship. I actually fired her, but then we got trapped in a black hole and it was a whole thing.
Well, she'd always be welcome on the Skunk.
Really?
Sure. We could always use more friends aboard. She'd fit right in.
Are you saying she doesn't fit in on the Raccoon?
I'm not saying that.
I don't like what you're implying.
I'm not implying anything.
I think you're implying that we've done a bad job being a crew for Stella.
I'm not implying that.
Okay.
I'm saying it outright.
What?
You don't want her on the ship. We'll take her on ours. Seems like a fair trade to me.
I don't. It's not. I didn't mean that.
Believe me, Stella is not the one you want. The one you really want is Mel.
Is that so?
Yeah, she totally fit in on your crew. She's a firecracker, that one. On the last planet we visited, they wanted to make her their queen.
Is that really true?
Kinda.
Well, then I guess I'll have to ask.
A job well done. Both crews gathered back at their ships to await the return of the humans.
What does that mean?
Probably that there's some kind of danger. Maybe certain death.
Certain death? You jumped to certain death? What kind of garbage collection have you been doing?
It's the perfect time to inspire the crew with a rousing speech.
We don't really do rousing on my ship.
I do.
I'll go first. Dear friends on the Skunk.
And then Friend gave the most inspiring speech ever delivered in the galaxy. We won't listen to it, lest I break into tears just hearing it. I am very susceptible to inspirational speeches, you see, and if you heard this speech, you would be too.
Inspire your crew!
Crew?
Yeah?
Don't fuck anything up.
That's it? That's your speech?
I thought it was pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty inspired.
Hey, guys.
Oh, good. Stella is safe from the unknown danger. Thank the god that I believe him.
There is no danger. The alarm is going off because I broke the buddy system.
You broke the buddy system?
You can't break the buddy system! It's the buddy system!
I've been having a really tough day, okay? First, no one wanted to do my medical exams, and then I saw my ex, which is super awkward, and then Mel said some things that were kinda not okay.
Wow. Sounds like your crew really doesn't appreciate you.
No, they don't.
We would appreciate you, Stella.
What?
Come join the crew of the Skunk.
Here on the Skunk, we all value each other.
And we all love each other. We love each other very much.
Do you really mean it? I could go work for you guys?
Of course.
On the Skunk, we're always waiting with open arms.
And open orifices, but that's unrelated.
Stella, don't go.
You can't.
I mean, I have been feeling pretty undervalued lately.
Stella, you can't go with them.
Why not?
Because if you go with them, then they win, and we can't let them win.
Are you serious? That's what this is about to you? Being the better crew?
Well, it's just, I've never been better than anyone before. And this might be a nice place to start.
Hold on. How does keeping me help us be the better crew?
Because you're a good addition to the crew, Stella. We do an objectively terrible job, and you're always positive about everything, and you're nice to everyone, which is more than I can say for most of the crew, including myself. Especially myself. And it doesn't even matter if we win or lose, because we've already lost just by being the crew that doesn't know how to appreciate each other. So I guess if you really want to go, you can. They'll probably appreciate you more there. But I would like you to stay because I like you, Stella.
Now that was a good speech.
I don't even know what to say.
That you'll stay, ideally.
Okay. I'll stay.
Well, we still could use an extra hand on the ship. I'll have to ask Mel when the rest of the humans get back.
All crew members accounted for, both ships went their separate ways. Stella was wondering if she should have taken her chance to go a separate way when she had the chance.
Stella?
Yeah?
I'm sorry I made such a big deal about you being gay. I know you don't owe it to me to come out to me.
Thanks.
I was just surprised. I thought I would know.
Well, I didn't know, so.
And you only ever had crushes on boys in high school.
No, I didn't.
What?
I said I had crushes on boys, because it felt like that was the normal thing to do.
Oh.
I know you think you know me really well, Mel. And I mean, you do. But you know the version of me that existed before I really knew myself.
And do you know yourself now?
I don't know. I think I'm still figuring that out. But I do know that when the Skunk offered me that position, well, I wasn't really tempted. At all. This crew has its issues, like a ton of issues, but at the end of the day, I've been happier here than I ever was on an Earth that didn't exist.
Right.
What's wrong?
Well, it's just kind of hard to hear that your best friend was happier after you died.
Mel, that's not what I meant.
I know, but it's still what you said. The crew of the Skunk offered me a position. Do you think I should take it?
I don't know. Maybe try it out?
Okay. I'll see you around, Stella?
Yeah. I mean, space is big, but, you know, I'll see you.
And so Mel did go join the crew of the Skunk. However, She would still see Stella again very soon, because although space is big, it's never quite as big as you think. The Stench of Adventure is a Strong Branch production. It is written, directed, and edited by Alex Kingsley and produced by Grace Griego and Elliot Yordi. The voice of Stella was Grace Griego. The voice of Baz was Josie Ross. The voice of Buttercup was Cameron Slosky. The voice of Puppet was Jake Channinson. The voice of Scottbot was Wesley Hahn. The voice of Theed was Bailey Montgomery. The voice of the Captain was Alex Kingsley. The voice of Mel was Sammy Burchell. The voice of Dan was Neil Steinglass. The voice of Jorb was Alexander Sheldon. The voice of the Usurper was Tim Meredith. The voice of the narrator was Alexander Sheldon. The voice of Mel was Sammy Burchell. The voice of Dan was Neil Steinglass. The voice of Friend was Max Marshall. The voice of Waterlily was Emery Chase. The voice of Rungo Bungo was Emily Kingsley and Josh Epstein. The voice of the Usurper was Tim Meredith. For more information or just to say hi, visit our website at www.strongbranchproductions.com, join our Discord community, follow our Twitter at StrongBranchPro, or email us at contact@strongbranchproductions.com. If you want to support our show, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For bonus content, consider becoming a patron of Strong Branch Productions. Thank you for listening.